Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
The Old Man in the Boat is a show about an old man in a boat. Previously on The Old Man in the Boat, the old man tried fishing using a worm as bait. But the worm convinced him to try fishing without bait. He also met a raindrop.
Yeah, it's me.
A genie.
Hello.
And a seagull.
What?
Who pooped in his beard. In this episode, he explains how to cook a fish. Today, there's a slight breeze on the lake. The boat is rocking softly in the gentle waves. A couple of minutes ago, just before I started talking, the old man found a single kernel of sweet corn and put it on his hook. So, at last, he's fishing with bait again. Ah, now, is that a nibble?
Oh, careful. Wait for it. Wait for it. Yes, he's on. Here we go. Oh, yes. This is a nice fish. Beautiful. Come on. Don't fight too hard, my little friend. And yes! Right, let's get that little hook out. Here we go.
Well, finally. That was very uncomfortable. Oh, thanks, old man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Oh, cripes, is there a hole in my lip?
Oh, yes, a small one.
Oh, I wonder if I can put my tongue through it. Oh, a cob. Gross. Also pretty cool. Look. Epic.
Yes, epic.
Oh, the girls at work love this. Right, can you pop me back in the water? It's sort of difficult to breathe up here for some reason.
Pop you back?
Yeah, just pop me back. I'll be late for work otherwise.
Well,
Oh, what's up? Oh, no. Did I forget to say thanks for pulling that horrible hook out? Sorry, thank you. But, not easy to breathe now, so,
Well, the thing is, I sort of wasn't planning to throw you back in.
What do you mean?
Well, I put that corn on the hook to tempt you and, catch you.
What? That was deliberate. You wanted that hook in my mouth. That's horrible. I'd never do something like that to you.
Well, I'm sorry, but
There I was. Oh, off to work, a bit peckish. You know, I only had a bit of kelp for breakfast, and I saw that nice yellow corn hanging there, and I was like, perfect. So I took a bite, but there was a hook in it. I know you're saying you put it there deliberately. I mean, why?
Well, this is awkward, yeah. The truth is, I was hungry too. And, I've run out of cheese.
Cheese?
Yes, I love cheese.
Okay, babes, wait, I'm confused. You ran out of cheese, so you needed to put a sharp hook in my mouth. Well, I'm not seeing the connection.
Right, well, the thing is, because I ran out of cheese, I went fishing.
And?
And here we are.
No, sorry, still not. Why did you come fishing?
Because I was hungry.
Yeah, but why didn't you... You want to eat me?
That was the plan.
Oh. This conversation has taken a bit of a turn.
It has a bit, hasn't it?
Right. Look, I can't get my gills round this. You actually want to eat me?
Well, that's what humans do. We eat a lot of things. We eat cows, cakes, cauliflowers, and fish.
That is disgusting.
You don't like cauliflower?
I don't know. I never tasted it. I meant, it's disgusting that you eat fish.
Is it?
I don't eat humans, do I?
Well, I suppose not.
I mean, mind blown. How did this all even start?
Well, see, I've no idea. Maybe the Stone Age, when spears were first...
But you lot now spend time attaching tasty things to hooks to fool fish. And not only do you then tug us out of the water, you then eat us. Wait. Oh, I wonder if that's what happened to Alfred. He disappeared last week. I assumed he went on holiday. Did you eat Alfred?
No. Maybe Alfred did just go on holiday. And actually, before we eat you, we usually cook you first.
Cook?
You don't know what cooking is?
No, I'm a fish.
Oh, yes. Well, essentially, we kill you. Cut you open. Remove your insides, the yucky bits we don't want to eat. Clean you.
Oh, actually, that sounds quite nice, actually. I love a good pampering.
And then we heat you up. Cook you. Maybe poach, fry, steam, boil, broil, braise, bake or grill you.
I'm not sure what any of those things are, but...
And then eat you.
Oh!
Unless we're having sushi.
Oh, I like the sound of that. What's that?
Well, everything except for the poaching, frying, steaming, boiling, broiling, braising, baking or grilling bit. We eat you raw.
La, 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 la. Well, let's just move on past the killing and eating of living creatures. The old man took his small fishing bucket, filled it with water, and popped the fish in so she could breathe more easily. The fish swam about, shaking her head and occasionally poking her tongue through the hole in her lip.
Let me tell you what it's like down in the lake. It's a tough life. You work hard, you play hard, and you spend most of your time trying to avoid being eaten by bigger fish. You need to be pretty fit and a very good swimmer, or you'll just be gobbled. That's our life down there. How about you? Is it the same? Do you have to be quick with those legs to survive?
Well, not quite. Maybe it used to be like that, but up here now, it's not just the biggest and hungriest that make all the rules.
Up in the boat?
No, on land.
What's land?
I'm not sure I have time for this. The point is, up here, a big brain is more important than big legs or big teeth.
What is brain?
Well, we use our brains to decide what's fair and what is not fair. It's not very nice to be bullied or, you know, eaten just because you're smaller or weaker than someone else, am I right?
Yeah. Like, if anything really big, like a pike, or like you, decided to eat something much smaller, like, well, one of my mates, or like poor defenceless me, that would feel unfair.
Yes. Yes, you're right there.
So, are you going to be unfair and eat me?
To be honest, I don't think I can face eating a fish right now.
Oh, thank Pike for that. Look, any chance you can just pop me back in the lake? I think I'm late for work. I mean, I don't know for sure because I don't own a watch or have any concept of what time is. And also, I'm not really sure what my job is or what a job is or really if I have one. But anyway.
Yeah, of course. Hey.
Oh, lovely. What will you eat now? Cow or cauliflower?
I don't have a cauliflower or a cow. I'll think of something. Sorry about the hole in your lip.
Oh, don't worry. I'll get it bedazzled. The girls will love it.
There you go. Fish have an unexpectedly strong sense of logic, considering they haven't yet mastered the art of cooking. I have to say, I never knew that. But then again, I never knew fish could talk either. Or that fish have jobs. This was a very educational episode for me. Right. I'm off to eat an entire cauliflower. Bye. Next time on The Old Man in the Boat, everyone's shadow starts talking for some reason. The Old Man in the Boat is a Message Heard production in collaboration with Fun Kids and supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.